Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. And we're brought up to a little bit of a late start today, folks, but we'll cover everything we need to, and we'll be covering the most important things of all. Live long and healthy, like me. Okay? So, as you know, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time, low noon Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. And we've been doing this show now, folks, for about 10 or 12 years. And we have a 30-minute called Blog Talk. This is Blog Worldwide Internet Radio. We're listening to this show from Felix in Johannesburg, South Africa, who's one of our good friends and has purchased one of the Kangen water machines, well, maybe since that time. That was 8 years ago. He's got a big network now. He's got about 3,000 or 4,000 of the water machines sold. Anyhow, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the world. Oh, never mind. We want to talk about what's happening in the world. Let's talk about what's happening in our own lives. Number one, do you have energy? Guess what? I'm probably older than all of you, not most of you listening to the show, probably all of you. And I don't feel it, I don't look it, and I have more energy than most people that I can bump into even in their 30s. So why? How do I have that? Well, formerly I practiced medicine for 23 years. Sorry, folks, I'm losing my voice. So I have 2 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine, and I went to all those schools. They're all 4-year schools. In medicine, I did the internship, and well, my internship was pretty good. I was in Fajardo, Puerto Rico, at Fajardo General Hospital. Hang on 1 second. Just had to take a little swig of that Kangen water. A number of years ago, I attended a medical convention in Tokyo, and I bumped into, I'm going to have to speed up this story because we got off to a late start. And I bumped into a Japanese gentleman whose name is Hiromi Shinya. And Dr. Shinya it is. Dr. Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he's a fellow that invented colonoscopy. How do you like that? Well, anyhow, we became fast friends, and he brought me over to the other side of Japan, and trying to remember the name of the city now. Anyhow, that was my introduction to Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. Our human body is 85% water, folks. 85% is water. And the interstitial fluid, where all the organs are bathed in fluid and so forth and help your blood circulate around, that interstitial fluid is really water. And there's a balance in the human body between acid and base, it's called. And I remember learning that first in high school science in the last term before I graduated from high school. And so the first thing that you actually learn is acid-base balance in the body. Base is water. So that means that if it's balanced, then you always have energy. You're really not going to get sick because the human body is created to be able to use the energy within the body to stay healthy. And we're not going to go into the blood pH and all of that because that's not really a purpose today. The purpose is to get you all to drink pure water. Let me tell you about water in the world, not just this town or wherever it may be, but water in the world is all contaminated. And then, especially in the U.S., the company started doing oil, gasoline, petroleum industry started doing fracking. It's fracking with an F like Frank. What is that? It's breaking through the earth's crust and to look for more petroleum deposits for these oil companies. Naturally, they're profit-making companies. And I know they are because I have a couple of shares in it. Why not? I mean, if I I'm going to make money if it's going to be there anyhow. So if they could shut down the whole petroleum industry, I really don't want that to happen. I want them to be able to develop a better way and not to contaminate the water. Because right now, just to tell you, because we don't have enough time to go into detail, the reservoirs, you know what a reservoir is, okay? We're supposed to keep pure water and not have the water be contaminated. Unfortunately, all the reservoirs, no matter what anyone tells you, they're all contaminated. And they're all started from the fracking, breaking through the Earth's crust in order to look for other petroleum deposits. Little by little had worn away, could be 1,000 miles away, because that's the way the Earth's crust is. And the thing is that because of that, water is contaminated worldwide. So, and also whatever people are buying, bottled water, that bottled water, and even, I mean, Poland water, the good thing, the really nice thing about Poland water is that they have a fantastic ad on TV. It shows a pristine stream way up in Maine somewhere. And it, the way it looks so delicious and so inviting. But it's also, unfortunately, contaminated. Water is worldwide contaminated from the atom, smashing the atoms, and all of that. So how do I, what is Kangen water? Well, it's a special machine, a little bit bigger than a toaster, sits on your kitchen counter, hooks up to the tap water, and it actually restructures water into pure water. And that was invented by the Japanese in about 1972 or 1973. So the thing is now, that's the only water that I drink. I have it in bottled water. I mean, I have it bottled, but it's my water that I make with my own machine, because it's what is called, I forgot the word I wanted to use right now, but let's move right along and talk about what's happening in medicine a little bit. If you really want to be healthy, folks, you need to drink Kangen water. That's the only water. I make my coffee with Kangen water. I have to have coffee in the morning. I was in the Air Force beside my 3 graduate degrees. I was also in the Air National Guard and then into the regular Air Force, back into the Air National Guard a couple of years later. And so I've been here, there, and everywhere. And the thing is this, that one of the fractures, people are getting more and more fractures. Not just ball players or somebody like that, or actually anybody's getting bone fractures because of the fact that the prescription medication that's taken for osteoporosis. I'm sorry, I got totally distracted. I cannot tell you what distracted me, but totally distracted for a minute. At any rate, so the fracturing is happening because most people, or millions and millions and billions of people, drink Pepsi and Coke and Dr. Brown, the dark colored sodas. In order to get that color, the dark color, the manufacturers put in phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid drains out the minerals out of the bones, so to speak. So more and more people are getting more fractures, hip fractures, knee fractures, foot fractures, all kinds of fractures, because the minerals are being taken out of the bones because people drink dark-colored sodas. Pepsi, I think, is making a colorless soda, which is, I take off my hat. If I had a hat, I'd take off my hat and commend Pepsi for doing that. Maybe they heard my show. This show has been on the air for about almost 12 years, every Friday at high noon, Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So here's the thing. Like I said before, I'm probably older than many of you or most of you listening to this show. I think because by the time people get to be my age, which I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'll tell you one thing, two things. I can dance all night long without stop. Actually, depends upon two things. The girl is nice looking enough. No, I'm only kidding a little bit. But that is really true, though. And also, if the music is good, because my favorite dance music is Latin. And half my, I live back and forth between the north and between Miami. And right now I'm not going to Miami these days because it's got the highest level of the virus. And by the way, every time, because I go back and forth a lot, every time I fly back into New York, I go immediately and I get the COVID test done. So I have a pocket full of test negative reports. And I love to take them out. So here's my reports on my COVID-19. So just to speed things up around the year, listen, folks, it's not just water, but cancer is on the increase. Cancer is getting worse and worse, more people, all ages, all kinds of different cancer. And guess what? The underlying culprit there is sugar. There's too much sugar that's added to the foods, all kinds of different packaged foods, canned foods, so forth and so on. Okay? So so you want to stay away from the sugar as much as possible because it actually ferments and it also leads into the promulgation or the growing of more and more cancer cells. There's a lot more that I could tell you about that. However, like I said before, we don't have enough time. But in order to avoid sugar, I'm sorry, in order to avoid cancer, folks, there's a lot of distractions in this studio today. Sorry. And so in order to avoid cancer, you want to really keep the sugar intake because whatever you buy, because manufacturers put more sugar to make it taste better, sell more, sell more, sell more. It's all about money. Folks, I need more money. I make money. I need more money. I always need more money because I want to do what I want to do and I don't want to ask how much it is, go where I want to go and I don't have to find out how much it is. I just go for my money. And I'm also sharing my knowledge with whoever wants to listen to me. So so that's one thing. So you want to be able to limit all those, when you buy packaged foods, fructose, dextrose, octose, this, those, that, those, it's all sugar in disguise. So don't let anybody fool you, folks. Okay? So you can't avoid it, but at the same time, you don't want to overdo it into your body. And around the year 1900, somebody came along and invented what's called the internal combustion engine. I forgot the name of the fellow, but somebody else would have invented it anyhow, because everybody needs a car to get around in. And now they're coming out with cars, which would be fantastic, because if all the cars were electric cars, then all the emissions that go out into from buses and trucks and all of this tremendous amount of exhaust, which is all poisonous. I mean, Miami Beach is still the most beautiful beach in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I've been to a lot of beaches, and I love the beach. And it looks beautiful, palm trees with the green leaves and the bark and everything in the sand is so pristine, beige colored and blue-green, white water. It's beautiful. However, in the air, in the ground, right there are cancer cells. People are breathing it in. There's something else I want to tell you about inhaling certain things. As the bus goes by or the truck or whatever it may be, the more exposure that people have to the environment, the more cancer cells that start to grow. So let's talk a little bit more about Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. There's a machine twice the size of a toaster, sits on your kitchen counter, or you can keep it in the cabinet, however you want it. It still runs its hoses up into the faucet area, and it's fantastic technology. And I've been drinking only Kangen water for the past at least almost 20 years. And I stopped at that point drinking any kind of soda. Also, public water. Public water means to me, inside of a restaurant, I'm sitting at a table with 17 or 18 or 40 friends or maybe myself or somebody else. And the waiter comes over with a tray of glasses of water. They say, sorry, excuse me, please. Don't mind me, just take that water away from here. Don't even leave it on the table. If somebody comes to my house with a bottle of Poland water or any kind of water and they knock on the door and or they come to visit me or whatever, they say, listen, do me a favor. Don't bring that bottled water into my house. Also, don't leave it in the front door, because people are going to think that's what I drink, and they'll know that I'm a health advocate. So please take a minute, put it back in your car, or throw it in the garbage can. I have bottled water. I have an aversion to it. I cannot even be near it. I don't want anyone that doesn't understand to be in my circle of friends. I have a lot of friends, folks, and a lot of great relatives. But even the close relatives may smile, and they don't ascribe to what your beliefs may be. So I told my brother Stu, who was an attorney, and he passed away 2 years ago. We were in the Air Force together. He was my big brother. And he always, when I was a little kid, other kids were beating me up, and he'd come to the rescue. And he was a fantastic person. 30 years, 20 years ago, when I found out about the water, I told him, get the machine, Stu, you got to get it. Put it into the house and make sure your family, that's all you drink. Okay, so if you get nothing more out of today's program, then you need to drink Kangen water. The machine, there's different size machines, but the most popular one and the one I have three residences. I have one in each residence. And by the way, if my daughter Missy in Tennessee, Missy, you know I love you, honey. And if you are listening to the show, we've got to get that machine into your house as fast as possible. Should have done this like 20 years ago. I don't know why we didn't. And another daughter, I have three daughters, another one. What's her name again? Oh, Jen. Jennifer lives in Ocala, Florida. And then there's Lisa, who Lisa lives upstate New York. Anyhow, and they try to follow my teachings as much as possible. Anyhow, let me just say this about the Kangen water and the machine. It's a network marketing company. So if you want to get a Kangen machine and I write it up for you, my company gets a commission on it. And I have Felix in South Africa. And we have a lot of different people, different parts of the world. And we're going to be running out of time. So I've got to speed it up a little bit more. And let's talk about the TV ads, the prescription ads on TV, which are misleading, dangerous, not proper. Maybe about 20-some-odd years ago, there were no prescription drugs allowed to be advertised on TV. Then, of course, somebody came along and paid somebody else. Before you know it, prescription drugs are on TV. When I said somebody paid, because this is America, folks. This is how America was built. Now, we have a lot of governing agents, law-abiding citizens, and all this other kind of stuff. The people say, oh, you can't get a commission for that thing. That's like a kickback. Well, this is how America was built. Anybody who doesn't know that, they're just plain stupid. Sorry, except when I talk about this kind of thing, I get kind of aggravated because of the fact that John D. Rockefeller wanted to build a railroad from New York City to Albany, New York. Today you can get there in a bus even in hardly any time, maybe 2 hours. Anyhow, when Rockefeller tried to get the right of way to build the railroad, there were about 18 or 23 farms going from what would be now, let's say, upper Manhattan, going all on the other side, past the Palisades in New Jersey. There were about 18 or 23 different farms bordering on the Hudson River. So what happened is that every one of those farmers picked up a nice amount of money in those days, let's say $1,000, was maybe $10,000 or $20,000 now. So Rockefeller was able to get all his right of way because he paid the farmers. And also to get Intercontinental Railroad, same thing. And on and on and on. And that's the way America was built. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're not doing it illegally. to pay for something that might be no good for the people. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I do, I try to help people as much as I can. Now, this Canyon Water Company is network marketing, so if I tell somebody about the water or someone comes to one of my lectures, I do a lot of lectures and so forth, folks. So if somebody comes and they buy a water machine, my company gets a commission. So now there are people, I know some women that are in, ladies that are in, live in a part of New York City, which is a borough called Queens. And these ladies happen to be black ladies, the four or five or six that I know. And they're beautiful, black and blue. Black and beautiful. So the only reason why I mentioned that they're black ladies because they're terrific people, and people should get along together finally after all these years of strife and things going on, things happening, that people should realize that we are God's. God created all of us. Maybe not the same God, because we've got about 100 gods, all kinds of different religions all over the world. So I have to sort of chuckle about it, because I think, well, if you heard that announcement, folks, we got off to a little bit of a late start. The number to call in is one time. Not to call in. If you're listening, you already know that number. The number to call for not only the water machine, but to find out anything at all with regard to healthcare, is dialed 954 area code 772-2150. 4 minutes left. I'm going to say to all my Latin friends, I'll be back in Miami again in a couple of days in my other home. And I'm going to say disfrute un fin de semana, which means have a happy, healthy weekend in Spanish. And let's try to pray, special prayer, to get everybody that's fighting and killing each other around the world, that they can understand that God created us, their God created them also, that we should just be good to other people. And the more that we can be good to others, the better it's going to be for us. So with that being said, remember, tune in next Friday at 12 noon at the East Coast, 9 a.m. Pacific time. The number to call in to listen is 347-324-3595. The number for find out about how to be healthy, 954-772-2150. 10 seconds left for y'all. So God bless. God bless you all. God bless America. And God bless the world. Adios.